We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know, once we get there, I think our focus is going to be on the game and the Jaguars and their team. And they got a good team. It's a young team. It's a talented team. I think they've been in some close games. They've got some good young players, and they've, you know, missed some opportunities and had some opportunities to win some games. I think our focus will be on them and the challenge of this week. And yeah.
Well, the Miami Dolphins will be leaving for London tonight. Take on Jacksonville. 20 games in a row. They've lost 20 in a row in today's game.
It's not easy to do that.
And
to accidentally win a game, you know. I mean, it's hard
came
to
close,
do.
Came close.
I know.
In Cincinnati.
I know.
But anyway. They
just don't do it this week.
And you get Tua back. No excuses.
Right.
He's got a 12-game audition that starts Sunday morning. 12 games. And hopefully he'll be able to play in all of them and stay healthy enough and get healthier with the ribs. But it's his team now, and it should be his team. I think it's clear cut. There's no controversy about him coming back. And I don't know who's going to play with him.
Oh,
I don't know.
Question,
Devontae
right?
Parker, I don't know if he's coming back or not. I think you're getting at a point you just say, okay, he's not going to be there. If we get him, great. And you go with the next group of guys that are there and put it together. This offensive line, they look like they want to stick with this. I'm still not so sure that Robert Hunt doesn't end up at right tackle. Still not sure if he's not the best right tackle. And so we'll see how Jesse plays on the outside. I think he was fine the last game. So we'll go from there. But they probably going to keep this five together as long as they can until – the injury and give them some time together. I think they felt like it was better. Still not good enough, but better than it's been. And so here we go. That's where you are. By the way, we got hockey night. I do not want to take away from what they put together with the Panthers home and season opener tonight and see what it looks like. With last time we saw them, it was an exciting series. Against Tampa Bay, I mean, that's the way you play. Two teams didn't like each other. It got chippy, and it was fun to watch. So we'll see tonight with the guys they've added and everything. Steve Goldstein's going to join us coming up here and talk about it looks to be the most talented team they've ever had. Hey, I think Adam Reinhardt, who could be 25 or 30 goals, and the Verhaeghe deal that they were able to get done last year and ended up, you know, before his injury, he was just having a really good season. So I just look at some of those things. Ekblad's back from his injury.
I think that's huge. I think that's huge for this team, too. It's an upgrade with that, just getting someone back from being injured.
Well, you know? He was really playing well. Coach
right.
Q has been able to get that guy's confidence and getting him play like a top defenseman back. So anyway, Steve Goldstein will talk to us about all that stuff, including the goalie situation, where Big Bob will get the start tonight. That's clear. And with the new baby, and they've talked about he's been better, and we'll see. And what's the plan for a young, talented goalie as well? He's not going to be sitting every night. So we'll get Steve's take on all that stuff coming up here. We got really good football games tonight with the college games, but also anytime Tom Brady's playing. I think you're curious. I mean, we've got a 44-year-old
right.
Let's
see
quarterback.
What he's got. Right.
No. We got a 44-year-old quarterback leading the league in passing.
Right. You watch it just to see what Tom Brady could do, what he's got and everything.
A 44-year-old quarterback. I don't know which one of you guys said it or somebody said, well, he's breaking all the 40-year-old records. And I'm going, Joe, there weren't for a long time. There weren't very many guys playing to 40. And now we got some guys because they're – the rules have changed, and they're taking better care of themselves. And the combination of playing on good teams with good offensive lines, all that stuff's allowing guys to play longer. But I never, did you ever think, just think back, just what we've been through. And I know the rules have changed, get me, and that's a big part. They're not getting hit like the old guys used to get hit. But a 44-year-old quarterback leading this league in yards per game, and I mean a lot. Like, he is on pace, well, along with the extra game. You know, we got what, five or six guys throwing for 300-plus games already per game. But, my God, a 44-year-old guy, just amazing.
Well, he's got to put himself as far
great
ahead
for business.
Of everyone in those record books, because they're all going to be shattered. He's got to get as far up as he can, because I think every one of these records is going to end up getting shattered by all these guys.
Well, it looks
how
like
how many years ago was it Ben Volen wrote that piece on Brady where he basically said Brady's career is over? Do you remember that when he was playing?
No.
He was playing with the Patriots. It was Ben Volen who like buried Brady and was like, "This is it." Yeah, they got off to a really bad start. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. But how
that
is this surprising? This isn't surprising anymore.
What do you mean it's not surprising?
It just isn't. Like
a 44-year-old guy leading the league.
I know, but
passing?
It keeps happening. So it's I just you got to stop being surprised at a certain point. He might do this till he's 50.
See,
he doesn't
what you
get
say,
hit.
But I think his biggest accomplishment is switching teams and winning the Super Bowl.
But he doesn't get hit.
He's done.
He clearly keeps in incredible shape.
And he's done a good job of being with teams that make sure
right.
There's an offensive line priority.
He knows what to look for.
He's got stupid. I don't know where you rank the Tampa Bay offensive line right now, and I guess I'm talking mostly about pass protection. It's pretty damn good.
Hey, weapons, offensive line. Coach that allows him to do what he wants.
I don't know if Tampa Bay was his first choice. I still don't know. The book says it wasn't, that he wanted to go to San Francisco. I guess that's going to be coming out now. I got to read that damn book. I can see that's going to be great. I'm going to be sitting on in that bathroom a little bit more than I thought to read this book. Not yet, honey. I'll be. Give me a couple more. What's going on there? Give me a couple more. I'll be out for dinner. God, this is good. I can't.
That trio and that dynamic and everything that went on behind the scenes.
Anyway, he goes, all right, so San Fran, you know, going back to where I grew up is not going to work out. Okay, I'm going to Tampa Bay.
Let me look around the landscape of teams that might want to pay me. Okay, Tampa Bay's got two really good all-pro receivers. They've got a good tight end. They got a pretty good offensive line. They got a really good defense.
I'm going to add some guys,
and let me call a couple of my buddies.
Number one defense.
Yeah.
When he got there. Yeah, he
let me call Gronk and Antonio Brown and see what they're doing.
It is. I would like to know, though, because I'm not so sure Tampa Bay, it's not the Bay Area where he grew up and where he went to high school and back home with his fam. I could see that. I don't think the book's lying, but, man, if this is second choice, ended up working out pretty damn well for you. For sure. Hey, the other story is this Manny Diaz thing. And I don't know what's going to happen against North Carolina, but Manny has now come out and said he's dealing with disgruntled guys about losing playing time. He met with guys, and he's got to find out, had to find out this past week, who's in and who's out, because you can tell if you got guys pouting, bad-mouthing you, you know, just – causing cancer in the locker room and everything around that for anybody that's ever been on one of those teams. We've now had some guys not show up. I don't know which guys because of COVID and which guys because they're not happy, but it looks like Mark Pope and D. Wiggins are gone, who at one point were starting receivers and dropped a lot of footballs.
A lot.
And have lost. Mark Pope went to defense and D. Wiggins barely playing. So they look like they have decided to, if they still have transfer portal, I don't know what transfer portal rules are anymore.
There aren't any rules.
I don't know if there are and whatever. It looks like they're going to try to get another year with going somewhere else. But he had these talks. If he can, he gets a win this week with everything going on, because it looks like he's done more babysitting than coaching and counseling on who's going to stick around for this and who's not. And I knew this was going to be a problem. If you don't win games and you've got to go and look at some of those 22, 23, 21-year-old guys and go, I'm taking playing time away from you for these younger guys who are better players and have upside that you don't have, because you guys aren't getting any better, that you're going to have some guys that can absolutely destroy this team, whether they're going, I'm going to stay, but I'm not happy. So I'm curious to see who's going to be there as word comes out and how he gets past all this stuff this week against a North Carolina team that's not very good, that just lost to Florida State.
They were embarrassed last week.
And Manny's got his work cut out. It's hard enough to win games, but when you have trouble with so many guys, and they got record amount of guys because of the NCAA gave everybody, just decided last year to give everybody an extra year, which I still don't friggin' understand why they did it. You have this situation, and you have that transfer portal, and every guy knows they've got the transfer portal. Even if they have to go to a smaller school, there's something out there, and if they think they can find a new home and get a better chance to play, a lot of guys going to be leaving here.
Welcome to the new world of college football.
Ooh,
can I just ask your opinion, Joe? You've been around this a long time. How you think this all plays out here with Miami?
Not good.
You think they go up to North Carolina and just get beat up?
I'm worried about the first time something goes against them that they fold like a tent. What about you?
I agree with you. I think that the news coming out, you know, guys missing practice because of some kind of virus, non-COVID virus, I mean, that's a little, kind of has my radar up a little bit.
Well, the guys on the team, though.
I get it, but, you know, all these guys missing practice and guys talking about quitting and transferring and all this stuff, it seems like it's shaping up to be a storm here. And I'm very concerned that things could go south pretty quickly here.
When you have a distraction like that, and by the way, you don't think they've all know what the Manny Diaz situation is on top of everything else. And, you know, something goes against them. It's going to be hard to get the focus on enough guys, especially if it's going to be about a lot of younger guys who don't have the experience, starting with the quarterback.
This is not a great football
tough to
team
win
you're
games.
Going up to North Carolina to play. They are not a great
not,
football
no.
team.
I am not denying that.
I think North Carolina is very good. I think Miami wins this game.
It would be one hell of a win for Manny Diaz.
Yeah,
if
Miami
he can
wins
get
this
game. If he can get enough
They've
guys.
They've been really bad off of buys.
Focused.
And this buy sounds like it's been rougher than most.
Everything is going against this team. That's why I think this is the way to get off the schneid. I do. I think Manny gets his
you
team
would
ready
think,
to go.
Like you would think. I get Zach's positive spin. Like you would think that this team would want to rally and try and put together a performance. I just don't know.
You hope you have enough guys and strong enough leadership, whatever it is, I have no idea, I'm not down there, that the group of those guys will go like, look at man, we're going to go and play our ass off. These guys are beatable. We watch the tape. You can see they're beatable. Let's go out. Let's go out and score some points and get some guys want to play. But it's
doom or gloom down there in Coral Gables.
It's a rough one, man, when you got problems in your locker room. I've seen it professionally and in college and been part of it. All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. Steve Goldstein's going to join us. Goldie getting set for the home and season opener for the Panthers against the Penguins. Grab those tickets, man. It's going to be a fun team to watch. A lot of really good players. I don't know if they've ever had – I thought last year's team was the best team they ever had. Just with guys that can score and all the different they look like they have even a better team coming back here. So we'll – talk to Goldie about all that stuff. But before we get to that, I want to talk to you about having enough energy, feeling good, dragging a little bit today. You're going to be dragging tonight if you stay up late and watch the games and you're dragging, you need a little something, and maybe coffee's not doing it or you don't like coffee. Well, how about Edge Energy Drink? How's that, man? Tastes fantastic. I tried about every energy drink that's ever come through these radio stations, and we live on energy drinks over here. And I got to tell you, this is by far not even close. I got them iced up at the house right now. This new Edge Energy drink is by itself. It's a combination of a little cream soda for you old school people, like cream soda with citrus combo there. There's no aftertaste. And man, I'll tell you what, it'll kick it into gear whether you're getting ready to play tennis at 11 o'clock today. Or you're just dragging through another day from watching games last night and had to get up early and need something to help you through the day. Or you want to try something that'll get you going on a weekend with a little vodka or a little rum. This stuff is fantastic. Now I got to get to how you get it. And that has to do with liquorsplit.com. and their guaranteed 30 minutes or less delivery that they promise you. You can't get it at the stores. I want you to go to liquorsplit.com, put in the code CHEERS15 and get 15% discount. Tell them Joe Rose sent you, 15% discount. Liquor Split is where you get Edge energy drink. It's delicious, it's smooth, with zero aftertaste. I know you're going to like it, especially if you're into all these energy drinks. Let liquorsplit.com get it to you quickly. It's the new hot thing that's going on right now, South Florida lifestyle that everybody's enjoying. So get the edge over the competition. Get the best tasting energy drink, Edge, at liquorsplit.com. That's
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
LiquorSplit.com.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Mr. Five Check's going to join us here.
Steve, let me tell you, Goldie's got to be jacked up, man. It's
of
fun.
Of course.
It's fun when you have a really, really good product and the structure of it's really good from the GM down, and you add pieces that you know are good and are going to work. That's fun.
7 p.m. puck drop tonight for the Florida Panthers to start their season. And we talk now to the voice.
My man.
Of the Florida Panthers, Steve Goldstein. Goldie, how are you this morning, buddy?
Man, last time we spoke, we thought we were all set for a big Dolphin season, and we had all that structure, and everything was right, and they were going to win. So I guess it's sports, right? We just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know, Gold. This thing, man, boy, I'll tell you what. Just with Coach Q at the top, his experience, it just looks – this team, just from what they've had, if nothing else, Reinhart being on this team. What – for Sam Reinhart, who's been a guy that can score – what would you expect from him goals-wise, Goldie? How good could he be?
It's a great question because he scored 25 in 54 games. Let's be honest. I don't mean to bash the people from Buffalo because they got a hell of a football team, but you got a horrible hockey team. So I'm thinking, Joe, this guy's probably going to go for about 35 goals this year. I really think, you know, wow. You could add 10. His historic average is 22 a year. Last year he had a much better year. So I think you automatically add 10 because he's on a power play with Ekblad, Huberdeau, and you know, and Aaron Ekblad. I think it's going to be another guy like Sam Bennett, like Montour, who, you know, they've done a great job of targeting guys, you know, no different than like what Belichick does, I think, that maybe aren't being used right, maybe are in some losing situations, and you bring them in, and you have players that can complement what they do, and all of a sudden these guys feel, Joe, like they died and went to heaven. Team is winning. They're in South Florida, and all of a sudden they flourish. So, you know, while Reinhart's been a very good goal scorer in his career, I think there's a good chance that happens to him like it happened to those other guys.
Goalie, is there more pressure when you're kind of the preseason sweetheart? Because I saw in so many previews for the NHL season that this is the year for the Panthers. They're going to jump Tampa Bay. They're going to win the Atlantic. Is it better to be kind of under the radar or the sweethearts like they look like they are right now in the media's eyes?
It's always a great question, Zach. You know, people do say dark horse, and I guess they still are, even though they were fourth in the league last year. Because let's be honest, they still haven't won a playoff round in, you know, 20-something years. So they made it, but they didn't win it. For a guy like Quenneville, Joe, you mentioned Quenneville. I think a guy like that, old school guy like that, like, let's go, let's play. I think he likes it. You know, I think that he likes that there's a little bit of juice, that guys just can't lose 4-1 and, you know, put their flip-flops on and walk out of the arena and that's the end of it. So I think it's a positive for this team. And I'll tell you this, I was at practice yesterday and about a half hour after everybody left the ice, who's still out there passing and doing some stuff? Huberdeau and Barkov. I think these guys – 9th year, 10th year in the league. They've made their money. They got their stats. It's time to win.
Let's go to that goalie situation. Big Bob gets a start tonight. How do you see this thing playing out? Spencer Knight, we've seen what he can do and was a great story last year when he did get a chance to play. How do you think the coach handles this situation going forward?
I think he handles it exactly how you said it, Joe. Bob's playing tonight, and then we'll see what happens, man.
It's game to game.
You know, look, it's got to be performance-based. It was last year when he went to Spencer Knight in the playoffs. I think Bobrovsky gets the benefit of the doubt. I think if Bob has a good game tonight and looks good, sure, you know, roll with him again on Saturday. I mean, they'll want to get Spencer Knight, you know, games early, obviously. Bob's not going to have to play every game. But I do think whether it's game to game, whether it's, you know, week to week, I think the best guy is going to play. And it'll be balanced either way. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're going to be looking at like 50, 55 games for one guy, 30, 35 games for the other guy, or closer to 50-50 split.
Let me ask you about another guy that's just been a great story, Anton Lundell. Third line center, 2020 first round pick. Has he been by far the biggest surprise of a guy that's going to be playing in his first game tonight?
I think he has. You know, Joe, what do I know? And it was one preseason game, but I watched every shift, you know, including when he didn't have the puck. And I was shocked that this guy walked in, and this was like the second preseason game he's ever played in the NHL at 20 years old. This guy is as smart a player as you can want, knows where to be. He's going to be put in the perfect role, third line. You're not throwing too much pressure on him. You're not asking him to be a star. Yeah, I was pretty surprised that he's this good this quickly. Wow. And it really seems like Quenneville, which is more important than what the heck I think, that Joel Quenneville is really confident and excited about the guy. So I think this guy's going to hit the ground running, and he's basically 20 years old, probably going on 30 from a hockey IQ standpoint.
Goldie, so you added Reinhardt, the offense got better, but even just getting back, and I talked to this with Joe earlier, Aaron Ekblad on defense just upgrades the defense back to where they were, because he was playing at a very high level before he got hurt last year. How much that can help the defense getting him back healthy?
Yeah, he, you know, look, he's become a star. I mean, maybe people wanted it immediately when he walked into the league as a teenager, and he had some very good years in there. But he's a flat-out star now. I think he's a top 10 D, and along with Uyghur, who's been another incredible story, you know, the way he's developed. I mean, this guy was this – here's what you talk about, hitting in the draft, right? This guy was the sixth-to-last pick of the draft way back when, and he came through the minor leagues and got the, you know, got the cup of coffee in the league, and then here he is. He's, you know – he led the league in even strength points amongst defensemen and was actually better somehow when Ekblad went out, which was shocking. So Ekblad coming back is huge. And along with Uyghur, they're probably one of the top five pairs on D in the league.
Hey, Gold, the other story that I didn't know about, I'm guilty until yesterday, the TNT contract along with the ABC ESPN contract. I did not know, but what a great thing for hockey, especially Disney giving out $410 million per year and Turner $225 million per year to hockey. I didn't know if this day would ever come, Gold. I really didn't. I think it's great with the Hulu and the streaming games and everything else that they're going to be doing for hockey.
Yeah, the ESPN Plus thing is like the best deal because, first of all, it's half the price of what the NHL package was last year because it's like $6 a month. And on top of the hockey, you get everything else. Like, you know, as we all know, there's a million things. And if you're a soccer fan, like, you can just get a pizza and sit in your own house for 24 hours a day and watch ESPN right. Plus. So it was pretty cool last night. They got Gretzky on there. They brought Barkley into the studio. He played goal. Gretzky scored some goals on him. Over on ESPN, they threw Messier on there.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. You know, and Barkley, you know, it doesn't matter what Charles is even – what he's talking about.
It
he's just one
matter.
Of those guys, when he talks, you listen, right? So right. He was – I thought he was a big part of it last night, and it's great that, you know, casual viewers, maybe someone that's watching ESPN for something else or someone that's watching TNT for something else, you know, they'll see a little bit of hockey here and there. And last night was pretty cool because they had Gretzky on during the game from the studio and talking about Ovechkin. And then later on, he actually interviewed Ovechkin. Like, Ovechkin has a good chance to break his goal record. We'll see how it shakes out, but you know, that kind of star power, that's what the league's been missing. You know, Wayne Gretzky's the greatest player ever. You got to get him involved.
Yeah, why not at that point? Gold, can I have you put on your Dolphins hat for 1 second?
Please do.
Is this a get-right game for Jacksonville or a get-right game for Miami in the sense of Jacksonville's going up there thinking they're going to be able to win this game or the Dolphins thinking they got to get off this streak they're on and get this win? What do you think happens this week in London?
Well, that's the danger, right? We say, right, oh, you know, Jacksonville, and then we got Atlanta coming in, and you got a game against Houston after the Buffalo. Hey, you know, these are winnable. every one of these other teams is looking at it the same way. They're saying, oh, we got Miami. We can finally break out. All I'll say, Zach, the Jaguars have lost 20 in a row. It's got to be a win. I mean, I don't know what'll happen if they don't win the game, but there's got to be some major accountability, I think, if they go to London and they lose this game to a team that hasn't won since opening week of last season.
Hey, Goal, real quickly, too, getting back to the hockey game and the hockey season, have the Panthers closed the gap in your mind on Tampa Bay? It was such a fun series in the playoffs. And how much of with the moves they made, was it all about Tampa Bay, in your opinion?
Well, I don't think it was all about Tampa Bay. I mean, you got to get better anyway, but they are the standard. And there's a good chance if both teams, you know, finish in the top three in the division and they win in the first two rounds anyway, that they'll find each other. I think it'd be great if the Panthers win the division because you'll likely avoid Tampa Bay if you do. Yeah, I think they closed the gap. Number one, the experience last year. You can never count on health, but, you know, if Ekblad is there for a series against them, but who knows? That's going to be in May or June, and who knows who's healthy and who's on each team. I think getting Reinhardt and Thornton helped improve the Panthers up front. And maybe the biggest thing of all of it is that, you know, Tampa lost their entire line and of Coleman, Gord, and Goodrow. And that line, if you look at it, man, those guys, you know, scored the game-winning goal in Game 7 against the Islanders. Coleman scored, you know, the shorthanded goal against the Panthers. Like, those guys provided a lot, and they're not going to be easy to replace. The other thing is, and you know this, Joe, from playing in the league, in the NFL, you know, going three in a row physically and mentally, that's just tough, you know, to gear your body and your mind. I mean, we saw it on opening night two nights ago. I mean, Tampa, and it's only one game of 82, but they looked terrible. Like, they looked like they were mentally shot. So there's a long way to go. Close the gap, yes. But until, if they play him in the playoffs, the clock is zero on the fourth Panther win of the series, Tampa's still the champs. That's the way I look at it.
It's going to be fun, Gold. I think everybody's pretty jacked up about what this team looks like and potentially how much fun it's going to be to watch and getting all these guys under contract. They've just done a really good job from top to bottom. So it starts tonight. Thanks, buddy, for coming
on. Goldie.
Appreciate it.
A pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Steve Goldstein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. All right, let me tell you about Zaffer Rum. Let me tell you about one of my favorite things out there right now, and it's just unbelievable. It's so good. If you haven't tried Zaffer Rum yet, you're really missing out because there's so much about Zaffer Rum that you might not know, like the 21-year-age bottle of Zaffer Rum or the 30-year-age bottle of Zaffer Rum. Yeah, there's the two bottles. And there's such a good difference. Why? Because it's unlike any other rum that you've had before. It's aged in bourbon oak casks. If you're looking for that upscale and luxurious spirit, you found it with Zaffer Rum. Because it's perfectly balanced with a taste of fruit and spice. It's got an elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. It's great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zaffer Rum by saying with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. They've also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. Listen, it's just another one of their prestigious awards they have there at Zaffer Rum. So, it's your turn now to enjoy Zaffer Rum. If you haven't had it yet, go get it. Ask for it at your favorite retailer, restaurant, or bar. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They're social media friendly. It's at Zaffer Rum, at Z-A-F-R-A. Zaffer Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zaffer.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today?
All right, we start off where we left off yesterday, which is with the rocket launch from yesterday, and the Priceline negotiator made his way up and safely made his way down.
Captain Kirk.
90-year-old William Shatner.
Can't believe he's 90.
I mean, that's got to feel good, though, for you, Joe, to see that someone around your age can make it into space safely.
He looks great for his age.
He does.
Looks great for his age.
Made it to 90, man. Well done.
Star Trek, man. Yeah. Star Trek, bro.
Rocket reached above 100 kilometers, which is 340,000 feet, before returning to Earth safely a few minutes later. Launch lasted about 11 minutes, and they experienced 3 minutes of weightlessness.
You can, too, for $500,000.
It sounds like a lot of struggle just for that, but I don't know.
Listen,
I guess when you have Amazon type money, like what's the
I was
going
to say, I think it's a great thing for people that have way too much friggin' money to enjoy themselves.
Right. It's exactly what it is.
I mean, there might be better ways. You could give it all to charity or something instead of taking an 11-minute trip to space with the Priceline guy, but
90 years old.
I did not believe you when you said it yesterday.
Damn, 90.
90.
All right, I want to get your guys' opinion on this Adam Schefter thing yesterday because he was obviously a part of the email leak, and I assume there's going to be more people that are going to be part of this email situation here. There's, what, like 650,000
emails. Are you surprised by the Adam Schefter thing?
I wasn't at all. I was surprised that people were dogpiling on him. Like, what do you expect? He's the first person these guys go to break a story. So don't you think that, like, he runs his stuff by people? Maybe he shouldn't have sent his entire story to this guy and told him to tweak it and called him the editor, which I assume he was doing in a joking way.
Sort of.
But, like,
listen, man.
I just want, like, but people don't think, like, Woj does that. Like, I mean, how do you think they get all the scoops from the from these people?
Gold. This guy's got to sell. He got to sell out for that job.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do things for teams and take one for the team if they want to get a message that's not accurate. I don't care what he says. He is in a sleazy business for everybody that wants to make sure you have 17 sources before you go with that story. I'll never be able to run the freaking thing. Like, yeah, he's a little dirty.
Yep.
I don't know why everybody thinks Adam Schefter, Mr. Clean. No. It's down and dirty. It's first one. How many times did he break a story? And, oh, he's not a free agent. He was traded. But he had to be first.
I wonder how many guys are in those emails. How many prominent people are in those emails that they have.
I just think
we
got to see them all.
We'll see a new person every day.
We got to, like, all right, you got me now too. I guess I could have handled it differently.
How many people are waiting by their phone, by the way, waiting or looking at searching social media to see when their name is going to pop out of those 650,000 emails?
I just saw Schefter's name come up yesterday, and I was kind of hoping it wasn't something bad. Because I do like Schefter, and I saw a Real Sports piece on him. He seems like a good guy. So I'm glad it was just that he has a lack of journalistic integrity.
Yeah, that's all.
Like, yeah, I didn't want him to go down the same road.
By the way, let me ask you, how much journalistic integrity is really left?
A lot.
And there's not much in it. We have none. So we're just taking.
Speak for yourself, my friend.
You think you have it?
Zero.
I mean, I don't consider myself.
I don't know how many print media guys in sports have it anymore.
Yeah, it's few and far between.
Because things get personal and they go with stuff that, you know, just they're just like us. We're the sleaziest people. And the rest of them are just like us.
We don't try to break news on this show. We never break news here. We just like to entertain people with nonsense.
Yeah, we're a little sleazy. Yeah. We are sleazy.
I suppose. Yeah. Speaking of journalistic integrity, did you guys see what happened at Oklahoma?
Yes. You mean the quarterback situation?
So apparently someone from the OU Daily watched the team practice from a neighboring building.
Good.
And saw the backup.
That's how you get a story.
This is so stupid. Saw the backup, I guess, taking snaps with the first team. So, long story short, Oklahoma canceled their media availability yesterday and said they won't speak to anyone until after the game. This reminds me of, like, I don't know if you ever remember that. Well, you probably didn't have to park there, but if you were media at the Dolphins,
that's right,
you used to have to park in the
garage,
right across from the facility. And sometimes if the first level was, you know, where they asked you to park was full, you'd have to go all the way to the top. And you can see from up there. And if you would watch from up there, they would yell at you through, like, a megaphone. Like, hey, you can't do that.
I did something.
You standing there next to Belichick?
I did something sleazy on behalf of NBC when Mr. Ross landed his helicopter during one of the many head coaches to be fired.
Right.
And who was coming in and who was meeting him as the helicopter, Stephen Ross helicopter, landed right in the middle of
the football fields.
In Davie.
Yeah.
And I was up there and they were upset. And we had video running. And yeah, so that's what you do.
But that's because you're a true journalist.
No.
Well,
they needed something.
It's more like scoop that day.
Did they even air it? I thought they hated sports there.
That was
you got 30 seconds.
It was a newsy story.
All right. This is interesting here, guys. NFL Sunday Ticket is going to be undergoing negotiations here. They're going to try – all these different companies look like they're going to bid on this thing here. But one of the things to note from this is that NFL sources are at least discussing the possibility of having a single-team option for Sunday Ticket, which would be absolutely fantastic. I happen to have DirecTV at the moment – and I only wanted Red Zone, right? It's the only thing that I like to watch. I don't need out-of-market games because I watch the Dolphins. You cannot get Red Zone unless you buy Sunday Ticket Max, which is like $400-something dollars. Right. It's really expensive.
Ooh, that's hardcore.
It's basically a season ticket purchase at that price, right? So this would be really great for someone out-of-market. You know, you want to buy just your team, or hopefully you can just buy Red Zone at some point here.
Right.
I know a lot of the cable companies allow you to buy, you know, add on Red Zone for a couple bucks a month.
I have that at my house, right?
But this
my two buddies from out of town are excited about that. One lives in Columbus, the other lives in New York. They're huge Dolphin fans, and they don't care about the other games as much, but they want Dolphins.
Yeah, that's a big ask. Yeah. It's $300 for the basic or $400 for the.
It's a lot.
And then they add taxes and whatever the fees, different fees
between
are.
Between the cable bill right
expensive.
Now and the cell phone bill.
Oof.
Like, you need an extra friggin' job at my house.
You might as well drive another car around there. Nice car.
Yeah, but you get all the channels, though.
I do.
And I feel like you also have subscriptions to every streaming service ever. And you probably don't even know about it.
There's a chance if it's streaming, it's not me. Yes.
You still getting the adult channels, or did you cancel those?
No, I don't think I got that.
Why? Why do you always have to go there, man?
I won't tell your wife getting them on the down low. All right.
I'm out of that business.
You've been in Joe's business for so long right now. It's crazy.
Well, it's interesting. He's an interesting guy. Yeah. All right. John Gruden, he's officially canceled now.
What else does there say about John?
Well, this is the final nail in the coffin here, as he's been pulled from the Madden game
now. Told you. It's done. He's finally done now.
I know.
The full removal is expected to take place in an update coming in the next few weeks here. He's just going to be replaced with a blank person.
It's just going to be like a random dude named like John
just
Smith.
A guy.
Right.
Is there anything else you can take from John Gruden right now?
All he's got left is a bunch of money. Game, you're
That's
out.
It.
The only thing they couldn't take from him is all the money he's made.
Finally here, Joe, Kim Kardashian and Kanye, they said the divorce is on. Despite reconciliation rumors.
Ah, I thought they were getting back.
So sad.
Yeah, this is rough news.
Very sad. Yeah. Sad stuff.
Who gets the Wyoming?
Sold it.
Oh, it's done? It's out?
Done. Sold it.
But it says here that Kim is going to get a family home.
Yeah, but she's not going to Wyoming.
Means. I don't know.
The guy sold that thing for like $11 million, and it like was most
Something of
the state.
Something called the Hidden Hills Estate.
He bought the whole damn state.
Right, just bought the mountains.
But what's the Hidden Hills Estate? Is that in California?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's in L.A. Yeah. You don't know about that area?
How many places they have?
You didn't go there growing
up?
I
think he has as many as he wants between the amount of money those two have. And
selling those nasty shoes.
Crazy. I thought they'd get back.
That house, by the way, they say is worth $60 million.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be one hell of an ocean view.
Oh, my God.
Top of everything else.
$60 million.
They can have that L.A.
They paid that in 2014. They paid $20 million in 2014, and now it's worth
$60. Oh, it's a good investment.
Mm.
The home is a masterpiece, it says. Kanye worked with architects and designers from around the world, complete with a basketball court, detached gym, massive swimming pool, and two kitchens.
Yeah,
a statue of himself.
You need to have you need to have extra kitchens, and basketball court's a must.
Wait a minute. You're spending $20 million, $60 million on a house, Joe? I'm going to have 12 kitchens.
Yeah.
I'm going to have 17 bathrooms, statue of myself.
I thought they'd get back. I really did.
No, it's not going to work.
Did you see her SNL appearance?
I did not.
I asked you this yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't. No.
It was actually, she was pretty funny on it. She was because she had a couple OJ jokes and the monologue.
I heard Kanye did some stuff got cut out that he didn't approve. They were going to have a little fun with him, and he didn't think it was very funny.
Did they really? I didn't see. I'm not that deep into the Kardashian.
Well, if you're gonna be into this Kardashian stuff, let's be into it. I mean, it's got to
be full insider.
You got to know it sold for $11 million, and he wasn't happy, and he enjoyed it, but wanted to make sure his stuff. He wanted people making fun
of
him.
You're like the Adam Schefter of the Kardashian stuff.
Yeah,
well, you have way too much time, man.
All right. Well, listen.
You're reading a lot of this stuff. That you really do know a lot about this.
Not really.
I mean, you just broke some news to me.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Kanye had stuff cut out of the SNL monologue.
That's
I don't even know where you found that.
Oh, no. He was said, this ain't flying. And so she ran it by him because she's trying to keep peace. They have kids together and want to have that to be an issue.
Well, where's her integrity?
Ha! Well, she took it out.
Was that real? Was it you were being serious?
She looked pretty good, by the way.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
She did a skit with Pete Davidson where she dressed up like Jasmine and he was Aladdin.
Well, listen, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. We want to keep it on time here. Boy, I got to tell you, our boss, man, told me it was really important yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It wasn't very important.
No?
It was not very important, the stuff that he asked me about. So I call him right back. Oh, this is very important. Dolphins news. It was.
Wow, what did he break
to you? He was so upset when you left because he was expecting you to come over there. He comes running out, and he goes, where's Joe? So I said, he left. I had to talk to him.
Yeah. Just really.
I don't know like what to say to the guy.
Really important stuff. Really important stuff.
No, but he doesn't understand. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't want to tell him that you don't want to speak to him.
No.
I think he might know that.
No, he doesn't. There's really nothing to say.
I think he does.
Well, there was something to say because he had a question to ask you.
Oh, he did. I called him and he got it. Anyway, 8 o'clock hour's coming up here. And
screw you for making me the middleman, by the way.
Boy, it always comes back to you, man.
I'm the one who has to go over there after the show.
I know, Woody. God darn it. You got just...
Zach's a tough guy now, too, apparently. Doesn't go over there.
Here it comes.
All right. Hey, let's take a second here and talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Hey, man, anytime there's any drama, we just stop it because when you talk about South Florida Chevy dealers, it's all good. Everything going on right now. Boy, I'll tell you what, the 2021s, the ones they have in and hoping to get more in here real quickly to all the South Florida Chevy dealers with the best overall products they've ever had, and people are really fired up about the SUV family. And if you like the big SUVs, yes, I do, like my Tahoe now, or the Suburban, which I just drove, it's nice, man. They got a brand new look, plus they have more space. Our big SUVs have added more space for you and your whole family to be more comfortable. That's right. That's what it's all about. And by the way, the midsize SUV, that new 2021 Traverse, oh boy. It looks like a midsize SUV, but once you're inside, it feels like a big guy, the big boy SUV, spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style at all. And our smaller SUV, you're seeing these Equinox SUVs all over the place. Now we can't keep the Trailblazers in. The Trailblazers, fantastic look. And, of course, the price, oh, my gosh, you talk about affordable for everybody. We got something for everybody. We really do. We've got something. Whatever's important to you and your family, we've got it for you. You got great deals. We've got so many Silverado trucks in right now. Perfect. Whether you need a working truck, you need a family truck, the combo truck. We got the color and style you're looking for to fit your lifestyle at home. We're going on right now. Hey, these are the best overall products we've ever had. You got to go find out for yourself. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.